identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Enough to say, look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town. We'll be right back.
The gangs clutching nations, causing grief in human relations. It's a turf war on a global scale. I'd rather hear both sides of the tale. See, it's not about races, just places, faces. Where your blood comes from is where your space is. I've seen the bright get duller. I'm not gonna spend my life being a color.
Do you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye?
And more. 105.7.
Talk about Uh-huh. We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW. With the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
CFW. We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
That love falls apart, your little piece of heaven turns to dawn. Listen to your heart.
And more. 105.7.
In the bottle. I've been 1057 CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
So slashed and torn.
Just watch. Come on. stretch right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out smoother than a fresh drop skipping.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon roll a retirement. I'm too hot. Say my name. Hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it. If you freak dead and own it, don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe it, just watch.
Someone you know celebrating a birthday or anniversary, drop us a text through the free Civic Media app. Just open up the app and find 1057 CFW. Then listen to Mike McKay every weekday morning at 8:15 to hear them announced live on the air.
Happy birthday!
Sponsored locally by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 1057 CFW.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. As the holiday travel season winds down, the Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is once again reminding residents to upgrade to a real ID. Starting in May, regular driver's licenses or ID cards will not be accepted for flights or entering federal buildings and military bases. DMV officials say about 60% of eligible residents already have a real ID, which they started issuing in 2013. To get a real ID, residents will need to bring proof of their name, date of birth, address, and social security number to their local DMV office. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is highlighting some of their new offerings from the past year, including $6 million in funding to provide free driver training courses to low-income students. DMV officials say the program helped nearly 10,000 students through the new Driver Education Grant Program. The agency also updated thousands of driver records to include emergency contact information for authorities in case of an accident and delivered nearly 170,000 hybrid or EV stickers for vehicles. Health experts are looking to ease bird flu concerns from residents as the virus appears in the region. Officials are reminding residents to look out for symptoms of bird flu like a fever or stomach cramping, but are also assuring them that the virus does not spread easily from animals to humans. They say people would typically need to come into direct contact with an infected bird, as was the case with the Barron County worker who tested positive. Researchers also say mild winter weather could be contributing to increased migration for infected birds. Chippewa County Highway officials are making plans to replace the Highway M Bridge in the town of Lake Holcomb. According to county officials, the project is expected to cost between $10 and $15 million and could be completed by 2028 at the earliest. The bridge is 74 years old and carries about 1,000 cars a day, and failure would create an over 15-mile detour. The county is currently seeking federal aid for the project, but have also considered a cost-sharing plan that could see the county contribute up to $5 million for it. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley Weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today here on New Year's Day, although we may see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, colder with a high in the upper teens to near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
CFW.
CFW.
Kill! a safe and happy new year from all of us at 105.7 CFW.
Like I always say, it's good for the geese, it's always good for the gander. Irish sailor.
Oh, Sheila.